leasehold. That's the only thing I want to talk about today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no one will know how long he will live. لَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيَّ, you don't know where you're going to die. You don't know how much your risk is going to be. You don't know that stuff. But your job is to make sure you're ready for whenever that comes in. And those who said, يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ, some of us will live to get with a senile. Age is what you cannot remember. So what's the catch? Well, you have to look at the theme. And it's a circle of life. Remember when you came to this earth? You were just a very fragile human being. You had to be looked after and cared for. Fed, bathed, showered, changed. And remember, when you get to that senile age again, guess what? It's exactly the same. You will be needing help to be able to do the performance of that simplest of tasks and jobs. When you came in, we put you actually in a stroller. Before we had to carry you. Now it's a stroller, you've been pushed around, just like a baby. When you come back to the senile age, you will be pushed in a wheelchair. The similarities are amazing, my brothers and sisters. Wallahi. But all you have to remember is that, what will happen to me when I get there? Am I ready for that time or not? Will I be able to walk on my own? Will I go back to being a baby? Just like I were before. And no one knows. And every time I see this, wallahi, it's a quick reminder, but nobody's guaranteed anything. Because you don't know how the risk is. The risk is not just the man, the money. It's how many blinks of an eye, how many breath you take, how many pulse of a heart, how much you will eat, not just of everything else. So please note that this is also mentioned in the Quran. But let's finish with the positive. It's very difficult to lose a young child. I know Sheikh Abdullah Idris Habibullah lost three or four, Sheikh. Three. And some of us have lost others. You know why it's very difficult? Because you heard the first time that your wife has told you, honey, I have some good news. Doctor told me I'm pregnant. At that time when you prostrate to Allah to thank you for the gift, you had fantasies and dreams. I want to see my daughter. I wonder what she's going to look like, what she's going to grow like. I want to walk her down the aisle. I want to be great there for her when she graduates. I want to take a picture. I want to be a grandfather. I want to carry my grandchildren. And all of a sudden, these dreams are taken away. But I'm going to refer you to Surah Al-Kahf that you're supposed to read every Friday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a little bit of an example for us to hold on. Where Al-Khidr alayhi salam with Musa alayhi salam have taken the life of an innocent soul, apparently. So he couldn't believe it. What happened? How could that be? Because you don't know. In the future, that would have been a burden upon their parents. This could have been the best thing ever happened to them. So I'm going to give you, my dear brother, the best thing that ever happened to you in the form of a hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated. Even Jibreel alayhi salam is that? The hadith is that divine tradition. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears a dawda, a noise. It's a quick reminder, wallahi. In Jannah, in paradise, there's a noise. God Almighty asked Jibreel, alayhi salam, the Holy Spirit, the Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel, alayhi salam. He said, what is this noise? He says, this is a child waiting on the gates of paradise, refusing to enter paradise without the company of the parents. He says, okay, go tell the parents, those who are actually patient, when they have lost the calamities of a child, take the hand of the child and take the parents' hands and go to Jannah, paradise together. And they will be roaming in Jannah. Shaykh, young, sinless. They have committed not one single sin. So the good news, my brother, is there is something waiting for you in Jannah. And it's more difficult on the sister, I know, because this is in the tummy. You're waiting for. Remember when the man asked, who is your favorite person? He says, my mother. She waited for me for 9 months. When she saw me, she had open arms with a smile after the pain she's seen, giving me birth. She's almost seen death.
You understand, my brother?
So wallahi, I feel for you. May Allah make it easy for you. And may Allah make it easy for you, sister. If you're there, please stand up. If she's there. Okay, stand up, my dear sister, and I'm going to ask the sister to go hug and embrace her.
She's upstairs.
She's upstairs? Okay. Go ahead. Go hug and embrace her. Tell her, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَبْ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجْلُ مُسَمَّةً فَالْتَصْبِرَ فَالْتَصْبِرَ. Come here, my brother. I'll start with this.